said, the purpose of the Bitch Bible podcast is to include you in the rantings and ravings of the super bitchy and brutal friend you never knew you needed. I'm a firm believer that honesty is the only policy, and basic courtesy and social graces are overrated as fuck. I found in my years on this earth that embracing your crazy and tackling it head on, preferably with mace in your back pocket and a flask of vodka taped to your inner thigh, is the best way to go. On today's episode, I'm opening the phone lines legally, hashtag James Kennedy, to all my bitchy listeners to see if I can offer some solace and or sketchy pharmacist that's loose with his prescription pad. Here we go. Ladies, Liz, Care Bear.
Oh my God. How did you know that was my nickname?
I just made it up. That's my gift. I can just make instant nicknames. Liz, I got to work on yours. What's your guys' question? Thank you for calling, by the way. You're the first ones. Love it.
Oh my God. We're eager beavers. That's what we are.
The early bird gets something.
So our first question is, we are gabbers like you, and we just wanted to know how you sort of got your start in writing the Bitch Bible and into the podcast world and getting your followers and stuff like that, because, I mean, you're hysterical, Avi.
Oh, my God.
But, like,
so nice.
What gets you to that next level of, like, stardom?
Okay, this is actually really funny, because I don't think I've ever talked about this on my podcast, but I started my blog. This is actually super illegal, which is awesome. That's how I tend to live. I was working at an investment bank, and I lied about, like, past experience. I lied about, like, having a college degree. I lied about, like, not having a warrant out for my arrest. Like, all things that slowly came to the surface later, which was awesome for the human resources department. But I took this job, and everyone in the office worked New York time. So by 1 o'clock, I was, like, straight chilling. Like, I put champagne in my coffee cup. I would, like, buy myself little cheese platters. I'd watch every episode of The Real Housewife over and over and over and over and over again, and, like, charge it on the company account. And then finally I got so fucking bored, and someone was like, you should start a blog. And I was like, that seems like a lot of work. And I spent, like, probably 6 months just, like, excessively Googling how to do shit, because I'm so fucking stupid. And I figured out how to buy a domain, and then I just started writing, like, different stories that were all true. Sad. It's like a sad journal that I decided to publish on the internet. I, like, did it alone, like, privately for 3 months. So the only person who was looking at the website was me, which is, like, super manic Monday, like, really girl interrupted shit. Like, just having a blog that only you can see, like, the most self-indulgent bullshit of all time. And then after I, like, compiled a few articles, I put it live. People started, like, reading it and laughing and liking and all that shit. And then I had the flexibility because I was at this, like, dreadful job where I did it every single day. It just started, like, picking up more and more traction. And then my human resources department found the blog and told me I either had to delete it, make it anonymous, or leave the company. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking leaving the company. And I left because I'm such an asshole that I didn't want to make it anonymous because I, like, wanted to take credit for all of my horrifying stories. And that's how it started, the Bitch Bible. I'm like Mark Zuckerberg.
That's hysterical, because Carrie and I used to work together for her family. I probably shouldn't say that. You know, maybe they listen. But we both quit on the same day because we were like, fuck this, not working for this Nazi Germany anymore. I'm going to go do things on our own and get out of this, you know, 9-to-5 bullshit. So, I mean, you're living the dream. Tell her that you're going to L.A.
Yeah, I'm coming to L.A. April 12th. So I think we should go see DJ James Kennedy at Pump together.
Super down. I feel like I'm going to just, like, I feel like I should rally a bunch of troops and we should just invade Pump. Like, get as many people as possible.
A bunch of bitches.
A bunch of fucking bitches wearing all matching shirts that say something. I have to think about it for a second. Okay, thank you guys so much for calling. You guys are fun. I like you. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, girl.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I've emailed you twice already, and you responded, so we're best friends now.
Oh, yeah, we're instantly best friends. Duh.
Of course.
Duh.
Okay, so my question, because, you know, you're a fiancé now, you're an expert on this.
Oh, yes.
I'm...
Are you in a wind tunnel? It's very windy.
Oh, it is? Oh, my goodness. I just left work, and I'm sitting outside on a bench. Is it better now?
Yeah, better.
So... I have been with my boyfriend for 5 years, and he's hinted towards he wants to propose soon. Mm. But my mom told me, she goes, you have to stop being mean to him or he's not going to give you a ring. And I'm just like a naturally bitchy person, which I think you can relate to. So
fuck,
I don't
yeah,
know
I
what
can.
To do.
Okay, this sounds like way too close to home because, first of all, me and Andrew will have been together 5 years in June. My mom said the
Whoa.
Same thing to me. She was like, you have to stop meddling and talking about it nonstop. And
oh, my goodness.
And it was so hard for me to do. And it, I mean, I didn't. I got to be honest. Like, I would love to think that I was, like, being, like, really cool and coy at home with Andrew, and I wasn't. I was a monster. Every day I was a monster. The truth is, if he's gonna propose, he's gonna fucking propose anyway. So even if you're being a total monster, it's still gonna happen. I mean, if he fucking buys a ring, he's gonna give it to you. You'd have to, like, Lorraine Bobbitt him not to give it to you at that point.
Oh my goodness.
It's sad, but it's true. And I will say that the weekend that Andrew did propose, I was on my best behavior because his dad was in town, which I think he did on purpose so that I, like, couldn't be myself.
Oh.
Yeah, really smart. And I also didn't expect it that weekend because we had plans all weekend and I just knew – I really didn't think he was doing it, so I was surprised. But once you get the ring, then you can be nice. Up until then, you can't fight the feelings. Trust me. I mean – I tried so hard, and the more that I tried to be nice and not myself, the more I resented him, and it was just like a double negative. So you just got to ride this wave out and know it's coming and try. Like, I wish I wasn't such a pain in the ass in hindsight, but I still got the ring. So, you know, do you,
yeah,
I guess.
He still loves you.
He still loves you. And you know what? When they see you at your worst, it's only going to go uphill from there. You know?
Oh, my goodness. It's literally like my New Year's resolution, be nicer to my boyfriend. And every day I try, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm still an asshole. So, I mean, if I'm still going to get the ring, I'm just going by your advice.
And you know what? Most, like, there are certain kinds of guys that get a real kick out of it. Like, Andrew thinks I'm hilarious. People don't get it. Yeah, it's borderline verbal abuse, but it's funny. And he thinks it's funny. And he's not sensitive. He's not a little pussy. So he can handle it. And I'm
okay,
a good,
good
cook.
So now we're really best friends.
Yeah, no, now we're officially best friends.
That sounds just like me and my guy.
Yeah, some guys get a real kick out of it. It's fun. It's fine.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Dr. Schimmel. I wish you could give me some Xanax or something, but, you know, whatever.
When you get engaged, I'll send some over illegally as an engagement gift.
Oh, well, thanks.
Email me, girl. Bye, Felicia. What's up, girl?
How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so good. Emu brought in Jack in the Box fucking chicken nuggets, and I'm woofing them down. They're going to clog my ass up.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you. I'm trying to binge before I purge, my bridal purge.
Okay, so when is the wedding?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I think we're thinking like in a year and a half because we're going to be going to London, so that kind of buys some time. And I need, like,
right.
at least 6 months to just go on a very serious, like, ice chip, cigarette, celery diet.
Absolutely. Totally get it. So I have an idea for you.
Okay, what is it? Tell me.
So, because I think I would win, what I think you should do is have a super fan contest and give away one invitation to your wedding.
Oh, my God. That's, like, the best idea I've ever heard in my life. I'm trying to think what my competitions would be. It'd be martini chugging. Like
yes.
daytime sequin acquiring.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Blue cheese olive stuffing.
Do you have to eat the blue cheese olives? Because that won't work for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad one. That might hurt you. But I would give you a pass because you thought of it. And like bird hunting.
I'm bird hunting. Well, I'm here in Chicago, so we have plenty of pigeons that I could hunt that seem to have no fear of human beings.
I know, like, seriously, I'm not joking, and people get really upset when I say this. PETA can go fuck themselves. Not like they're even listening to this, but I want all birds to die right now. Like, I don't give a fuck how it affects the ecosystem. I literally don't care if it wipes out a whole other species. I fucking hate all birds. I'm really glad that you set me up for that. So what's your question?
I'm well aware. That really was my question. I just wanted to basically get
it was more of a comment.
Because I've seen the yeah, it's more of a comment. I've seen the ring. I've seen the fiance. I just think it's going to be a great event.
Isn't he hot?
Especially after hearing he's so cute.
He seems
like he's so nice.
It's like
because
so
you
nice.
Like rip him apart sometimes on your podcast.
Mm-hmm. I do.
And also I do have another question. You know your cousin that's been a guest a couple times?
Joanna, cunty cousin Joanna.
Yes.
Yep.
Can you please post a photo with her in it? Because I'm trying to get a visual image of what she looks like, but she's your only guest that I can't figure out who it is.
Oh, yeah. She's very classy with her private Instagram. I'm going to post a picture.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Do you want to see if she's cute enough to be talking shit the way that she does?
She talks a lot of shit.
Homegirl talks a lot of shit. She's cute, though.
She really does.
Yeah, she's skinny and she's cute, but she talks way too much shit.
Yeah, and I've seen many photos of your mother, your grandmother, et cetera, and she's just like a mystery woman out there.
Yeah, she thinks she's all fucking classy because she's like not that relevant on social media. Such a loser. Thank you so much for calling. You're hilarious.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, darling. That was my James Kennedy pet name. Hey, girl.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I am like kind of obsessed with you.
I'm like kind of obsessed with you. That's all it takes.
I just moved to a small town about 5 months ago from San Diego.
And where are you living?
I'm having a hard time. Davis, California.
Where the fuck is that?
Yes, it's about an hour and a half outside of San Francisco.
Oh, fab. Okay, cool.
Do you have any suggestions on how to meet guys and just kind of, I guess, put myself out there more? My roommate just got a new boyfriend, so she's like constantly with him, and I've been going on dates, but it's just like I'm a magnet for idiots, I guess, or just people I end up not wanting to be around.
Right.
So I don't know if you have any ideas. Just I don't know. It's really hard to meet like a cool guy.
No, it is really hard, and I gotta be totally honest. Part of the reason I was like dying to get engaged is because I'm the worst at dating of all time, because I don't know how to go through that like month to 3 month period where you're just like super charming and lovely and like pretend to give a fuck about the Lakers, and like I am physically and mentally and emotionally incapable of being like that, which I think to the right guy has its own appeal because they're kind of caught off guard by someone that's just like so abrasive. Honestly, if I was single, I would be all up on Tinder, Tinderella till I fucking die, because I think it's like the coolest thing. It's like online shopping for guys. And what I always tell my friends to do is when you go on a date with someone, just keep an open mind, like fuck your checklist. Like obviously the only thing that should be on your checklist is that he has a penis and he has a fucking job. Because those are two really fucking important things. And that he's obsessed with you. Those are three very, very important things.
I need to get laid, actually, because I'm tired of hearing my roommate get laid all the time. Well, how would you deal with that, too, with just, like, your roommate's boyfriend always being there and hearing everything?
Oh, you're hearing them have sex.
Yeah.
Just listen to the Bitch Bible podcast. Turn it up. Blast that shit.
Know,
that'll be a buzzkill.
I listen to your episodes.
With your friend, your roommate, and her boyfriend, just don't get involved. Mm-hmm. That's like the worst thing any girlfriend can do. Like, just don't get involved. Don't share your opinions. Don't be like, you don't hang out anymore. Like, that's so annoying. And
I'm at work. I calendared this. I was like, I have to make this phone call because I just even have to talk to her. So,
are you at your desk or are you in the handicap stall?
I'm totally at my desk. I have no shame.
Get it, girl. I like your style.
All right. Well, thanks, Jackie. You're freaking awesome.
You're freaking awesome.
Jackie, I'm dead. I forgot my question because I died.
Oh, don't die. Let me resuscitate you.
So my question was, okay, so like I'm 23. and I graduated in 2015 from college. So, like, I'm still friends with my friends from college and, like, high school friends, whatever.
Right.
But, like, I have two, like, best girlfriends, and, like, they're super chill and, like, don't judge me, whatever. But, like, everyone else, like, they still drink, but I just, like, feel judged frequently. Like, what are some signs? Like, how do I cut them off? Like, when's, like, too much? Because, like, I don't give a fuck. So, like, I mean, I'll do whatever and have my friends think whatever. But, like, I just, like, don't want a lot of negativity. So, like, how much is too much?
You know what? I mean, I think you need to cut that shit off immediately. If you're not friends with someone anymore or you don't want to be friends with someone, you just got to cut them out like meth, cold turkey, just ghost. That's what I would do.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like, you get to a certain age where you don't have to be friends with people just based on history. Like, sometimes people don't fit anymore. And I think that people ultimately, long term, this is at least what I tell myself, will respect you for being honest and not trying to, like, force a relationship. And just fucking cut it off. Sometimes you outgrow people. Sometimes you outdrink people. And you just got to move forward without the baggage. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you have to pregame to hang out with someone, it's probably, like, not the best idea. I mean, granted, I pregame to hang out with anybody.
Then I have to stop hanging out with everyone that I know.
No, I know. I mean, I pregame pretty much fucking everything. I, like, pregame Passover dinner. But if it's, like, a Make-A-Wish Foundation, like, service, every time you go to dinner with one of your friends, you probably shouldn't fucking hang out with them anymore. You know?
You are right. You know what? That's, like, the best quote I've ever heard.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Love you lots. We'll snap later.
Love you forever. TTYL.
TTYL 143 all day, every day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Jackie. This is so exciting. I'm such a huge fan.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. My ego is just, like, fucking out of control today.
I have a stupid boy dating question.
Bring it. Give it to me. I love it.
So I've been trying to date against my type and, like, actually go out with nice boys because I usually go for assholes. And I went on two really great dates with this really nice guy, and we went on an 8-hour date on Saturday. Like, we were together all day. We haven't done anything. We've only kissed and stuff.
Cute.
And ever since then, he's been, like, really weird and not – he asked me out for a third date that night and, like, texted me saying he can't wait to see me again. But ever since then, he's been really weird about texting. He mentioned he has, like, a busy week because he's going away to see his family for Easter. But, I mean, he used to be really good at texting, so it just seems like a really drastic change, and I don't know what to do.
Are you afraid he's ghosting you?
Yeah, and because I'm, like, basically the queen of ghosting. I've done it to so many people, so I recognize the signs.
Oh.
So I just don't know what to do. It just seems so out of the blue. I don't know.
This is going to sound like really bizarre advice, but do fucking nothing. Don't text him. Okay. Don't call him. Don't be like, don't do an accidental butt text. Believe me, I've tried that. Like, oh my God, sorry, I meant to send that to my mom. Like, how are you? Don't fucking do that. It's creepy. It's transparent. Don't do, like, a weird Instagram troll and like a picture of him from, like, 5 years ago. Don't do it. Do absolutely nothing. Because you don't want to date a guy that's not fucking, like, pursuing you anyway. So let his silence speak volumes. God, that was good.
That was really great advice.
Seriously, though, I mean, the truth is, like, our egos get in the way when we're dating because then we get our feelings hurt and, oh, he doesn't think I'm pretty or he thinks I'm fat or he doesn't think I'm funny and blah, 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 blah. It's not your fault. It's always their fault. Just remember that. Repeat it. Write it on a fucking journal. I don't know. Get a vision board, whatever. And just let people be who they are. This is very hypocritical of me to say because I micromanage everybody around me to, like, almost an illegal, like, level, but people will show you who they are, and people ultimately do what they want to do. So if he wants to ask you out, he's going to ask you out. If he wants to see you again, he's going to make it happen. And if he doesn't, just let it die. Let him die.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. I think I just needed to hear it from someone else.
It's harsh, but it's true. And if he doesn't call you in a week and a half, block his fucking number.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold that, a mini vigil, because like he's dead, honey. Dead.
Yeah, exactly. That sounds great.
Okay, good luck. I hope Thanks. He calls. If not, he can go fuck himself. Jerry, do we have a male caller? This is, like, so exciting.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, love bug. How are you?
Okay, so I go to high school and there's this guy I like.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, so the thing is, I'm trying everything in my power to get him. Like, I'll tie my sweater around my waist to make it look like I'm wearing a weight trainer.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, I do like a whole pity thing, and he seems to really like baby me and stuff. But yeah, I just don't know if he's picking like all the signs up. I mean, I was like sick one day, and he gave me his last two ibuprofens, and that's like really big.
That's really high school love if I've ever fucking heard it. I would never give anybody my last two ibuprofen.
Exactly. So my question is like, what do you think I should do next?
Okay, well, someone called earlier, and I'm going to tell you a little secret, honey.
Okie dokie.
Although I really, really admire your little Cher Horowitz and Clueless, like sending yourself flowers and all that shit, trying to woo Christian. I hope you get that reference. Fucking Clueless. And I very much appreciate all that effort. You need to not do anything because ultimately, if a guy is into you, he's going to make it happen and you really can't force it. Trust me, I have tried so many times and it never fucking works. And you're a fierce bitch. So let him come to you. He would be so lucky to give you his last two ibuprofen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Play hard to get. Ghost him.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
But you keep cinching that sweatshirt around your waist to accentuate.
I will. I can't afford a real waist trainer. I'm not into that life.
Neither can I. Waist trainers just, like, take me to a dark place. I've been praying someone would send me one for free, and it fucking hasn't happened. And I got denied from Raya, so it's been a real rough week. But
oh, my God.
Can you believe that bullshit? I was fucking waitlisted on Raya.
Raya would be, like, really lucky to have y'all. They don't know what they're missing.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of engaged, so. But, like, I like a plan B. Plan B was Raya, and then they fucked everything up. Fuck them.
True.
Okay, so yeah, that's my words of wisdom. Just do nothing, be fabulous as you are, and just, you know what my grandma Gloria always says? Let them bust.
I got it.
Let them bust. I don't even know exactly what that means, but it makes so much sense in this situation.
I love her so much.
She's so fucking fabulous. Just be, you know, whip your hair back and forth and just let him pander.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
All right, go do your homework.
You.
I love you.
Hey, Jackie.
You sound like incredibly heterosexual, and I'm like getting a little bit excited. Are you gay or straight?
I'm actually not gay, yes.
Oh, gay. You have like such a masculine, like rugged voice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm so into you. What's going on?
So I actually have two things for you.
Okay.
The first one is I'm obsessed with Beverly Hills Housewives.
You're kind of breaking up. You're obsessed with Beverly Hills Housewives?
My favorite housewife is Eileen.
You love Eileen.
Why does everyone?
Okay, you're kind of breaking up, but I think what you're asking is why does everyone hate on Eileen? And I'm going to tell you why people hate on Eileen. First of all, I have had a whole epiphany about Eileen. I said in a couple episodes ago that I actually do like Eileen a lot. I feel like she's cool and she's like authentic and, you know. But these are the reasons why people don't like Eileen. Just playing devil's advocate for you. First of all, let's discuss her lowlights. They are tragic. They are horrifying. They are offensive. It's like eye rape every time I watch an episode. Number two, her fucking denim overalls. First of all, I have denim overalls. I wear denim overalls. You do not wear a denim overall with white stitching and a flared leg, okay? It is the saddest. I mean, she had to go out of her way to put that ensemble together. It was horrifying. Her shoes are bad. Her bags are bad. Her house is bad. Her husband bugs. She drives a Ford Flex. All of these things are fine in theory, in normal life. But when you're a real housewife, there is a level of which to aspire to. And she's kind of falling behind. And that's just real talk. However, I do love Eileen. I think that she's down to earth. I think she's cool. I like that she's calling Lisa Rinna on her bullshit. But I really feel strongly about the fact that Eileen's stylist and Lala Kent's makeup artist need to join forces and open the most busted glam squad of all time, because there's just never been anything worse.
Okay, 100%. I get you now.
You get me? I mean, I feel like I came with a very strong argument against Eileen. But but love her. I mean, all of her clothes look like she bought them at a Wet Seal closing sale. You know?
I mean, maybe. I still love her. She's my favorite. I can't get over her.
What's your second question?
So my second question is, me and my boyfriend and some friends are going to Mexico in July. And he's never been on a plane, and he's, like, sitting himself every day thinking about it. And I don't know how to get him on that plane.
Okay. Well, flying is very chic, so you can tell him that. And also, I'm a nervous flyer, so I totally understand. But statistically, it is safer to be on a plane than in a car. This is 100% true. Pry him with some cocktails, pop him half an Ativan, and he will be just happy as a fucking clam. Happy as Lala Kent at a Wet n Wild makeup counter.
And tragically, he loves Lala.
You know what? Like, I hate Lala, but I kind of love Lala just because it's a train wreck. Her face looked like she ate Barney's ass at the reunion. It was purple. She was a Smurf. Oh,
yeah, you can't stand her.
But it was pretty fun. Oh, and you know what you could do to also make your flight a little more enjoyable? I mean, this is a lie we've all told, because God knows I'm not doing this, but you could say that you guys can join the Mile High Club if he flies. I mean,
I'll try that and I'll know what he says.
Anyone who joins the Mile High Club, like on a commercial flight, like you need to really reevaluate your life choices. Like if you're on a private plane with a bed, I get it. But like I don't get people who have sex in airplane bathrooms. It's very bizarre. But you could bribe him with it. It's so small. Yeah. Your ass is like in a sink. You've got a fucking faucet like going. You might have anal and you didn't even plan on it.
I'm sure it'll be bad, but...
Yeah, you don't have that problem, but I'm saying me. Thank you so much for calling. You are a delight.
Thank you. Thanks. And one more before I leave.
Oh, yeah.
My sister are obsessed with you, and she's at a company potluck thing, and she just says hi. Her name's Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, girl. Hey. Oh, she's at a company thing? That's good. That's responsible.
Yeah, that's what she-
Okay, well, tell her I love you. You guys seem like super fucking cool. And good luck on your trip to Mexico. Go to Andale's! Hi, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm just having a sandwich, living the dream.
Yes. Okay. My therapist actually canceled my session today, so...
Oh, my God. This is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. I have been having trouble with someone who, like, I guess used to be one of my best friends.
Mm.
And now we've had, like, this falling out, and she's, like, blocked me on social media.
Ugh.
And it's just very, feels...
Passive-aggressive?
It feels strange to be, like, on this side of her wrath, because usually I'm, like, with her in it. And, I mean, it's fine if we'll never be friends again. I just don't know how to like deal. Don't know how to like cope with like
what
feeling like.
If this isn't too personal, what exactly happened for you guys to not be friends anymore?
Well, is
it something you did wrong?
It is something I did wrong, but my other friends and my therapist says that I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, maybe let me be the judge of that, because I will tell you, because you know what? let me just tell you. I've fallen out with friends, and it's 100% my fault, and I recognize that, and I think it's a good thing to know when you're being an asshole or not. It's really a gift.
True. She's been broken up with her boyfriend for quite a while, and I was on a break from my relationship, and I happened to hook up with her ex-boyfriend, but the whole reason is because he's my friend.
Okay.
Like, we've been friends for... years, like before I was friends with her, I was friends with him. So it was always hard to kind of see him as her ex-boyfriend when he's one of my best friends. So that was like
this
the
is a
trouble.
Very Kristen and Stassi, like a la Vanderpump Rules situation. Okay, so they were broken up, so I under yeah, and you know what, to be totally honest, you kind of fucked up, but
I yeah.
You can we can agree on this, right? Probably not
That's
a great cool. move.
Yeah.
Totally. But because you were friends with him before, was it a secret from her? Did you keep it a secret?
No, I told her that okay. it happened.
That's good.
So he was pissed. She was livid, and my therapist said I should have just kept my mouth shut.
I don't know, but maybe.
I feel like I should have told her because I couldn't just keep being friends with her. I would feel like a major bitch to do that.
That would have been like a real cunt move in a bad way.
Yeah.
No, I think you did the right thing. I mean, telling her, obviously you probably shouldn't have porked her ex-boyfriend, but now you're not in a position to really like judge or react to how she's reacting. Just
True.
Because immediately you kind of, I mean, it's ultimately you kind of made the first fuck up, if I can just be totally brutally honest with you. So now,
Absolutely.
Although it sucks, and you know, obviously you probably want your friend back, and it probably doesn't feel good to be blocked and to be like, you know, banished from her life, you kind of got to let her handle it how she's going to handle it. You can't, you know, you can't change that. You can just
right.
be ready for her. If and when she's ready to be friends again and forgive you, then you can be there. But up until that point, you know, it's kind of out of your control.
Yeah.
It's just the
well,
truth.
Well, that makes me feel better. Yeah. That someone sees what I did as also bad. I mean, I know that it was bad, but.
Keep in mind, you're paying someone to keep seeing, to tell you all the good things. And I'm so I can tell you the real things.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're saying your name is Joanna because you love my cousin. That's really, she's going to fucking lose her mind. I'm never going to, I'm literally never going to tell her you said that because her head is the size of fucking China. And
she might show up like in Chicago somewhere.
Yeah, we got to keep her like as just down to earth as possible, which as you can probably imagine is very difficult.
Totally. Okay, so I have a serious dilemma for you. Are you ready?
I am so ready. I am warmed up. I'm fucking ready.
Okay, this is a serious problem. This happened to me literally last night.
Did you shit yourself on a date?
I shit myself. I literally shit myself.
Are you joking?
Okay. No, I didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God.
Oh, my God. I just
okay.
got so excited.
Dr. Simmel.
Yeah.
So I am a super nerd. I work for the federal government, but I'm like the coolest person here. I swear to God. Very normal.
You're a good contact.
And,
I like that.
Yes. Giving you a little context. Okay, so I work with this girl. She's a queer older than me. I'm 25. She's like 28.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of chummy at work. Like, we're friends, but we're not friends. Like, I would never, ever go out with her or hang out with her. She's really straight edge. Very federal government, if you will.
Got it.
And that bitch added me on Snapchat last night.
Ooh.
And I had no idea what to do. Like, I can't have her watching my Snapchat stories. I am literally always fucking around at my desk. And I don't know what to do. So I need you to help me create, like, some kind of crafty story that I can tell her about why I'm deleting my Snapchat. Because I can't have her. I have to block her.
You know, ooh. Oh, my God, my wheels are turning. And there's absolutely no way that she can be your Snapchat friend. You're that wild and uninhibited via
well,
Snap.
It's not like I'm like posting nudes or anything, but like
you're not doing like tit pics or showing your labia on Snapchat. That's good. Morals,
no, I'm
guys.
Not, but I can't have her watching it. I'm literally always fucking around my desk, like not doing my job. And if she sees it, I could probably get in trouble. Just like if she hears this podcast, I'm totally gonna get fired. I'm like cowering in the corner at work right now, like.
I love that. That's like my favorite thing about these calls. I like to know where people are and like what the fuck they're doing. Like hiding under their desk or like in a handicap
stall.
Yeah,
no, I'm like cowering by like a 1995 Pepsi vending machine. And yeah, like trying to keep it quiet.
Sketchy. I like it. Okay. Oh my God, this is the best. That you should say that you got a stalker via Snapchat because you're just so arousing. Via Snap, that that it became a problem and you tried to report it and Snapchat like wasn't just, they weren't taking your claims seriously and you developed like a bunch of stalkers that were just like hot on your balls after watching your Snap videos over and over and over and over again. And
so
then,
what's the timeline on this? Like, when do I do it? Like, is it, it's too soon right now.
Oh,
like,
it's way too soon.
Last night, I can't.
No, you can't. You got to give it a week. You got
to
give it one week.
That's what my friend said. I can't do this for a week. This is so fucking annoying. I have to censor everything I'm doing.
Oh, believe me, it's hard. Trust me, you're preaching to the choir. I understand. I'm like incapable of censorship. So just give it, you know what? Give it like 5 days and maybe she won't even notice. Maybe she'll just think you're really like meek and demure and you don't like keep up with social media and that's why you're not posting anything.
God, she's already been watching. Last night I had to delete like 3 things because she wasn't here yesterday.
Ugh.
And I literally was I was posting the stupidest shit all day and then I saw that she watched it. And I instantly deleted it, like, hoping she thinks it was, like, a mirage or something.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she dreamed it. No, give her 5 days and then cut that bitch loose.
Cut her loose. Tell her I have a stalker and I'm just going to delete it. All right, Dr. Schimmel, that is the best advice I think I've heard yet.
I'm sure. Thank you so much. Go return right. to your cubicle. Tell your boring friend. I say, hey. So I talk about my BFF, A.E., I hate myself, St. Clair all the time. St. Clair works at my favorite TJ Maxx. I go and visit him once a week. He turns a blind eye to my sticker swapping. He hides candles for me, and he scavenges, like, the runway section and, like, hides shit for me. So he's just, all in all, a good time guy. He's also a aspiring entertainer. I don't know exactly what his craft is, but we're going to find out. He is just the nicest, sweetest little chocolate man I've ever met in my whole life. His energy is infectious, and I want to share him with the rest of the world and give him the platform to shine. So we're going to call him right now. Emu, his shift starts in 40 minutes, so that should be enough time to really hear about his life. Let's give him a call. I hope he picks up.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, are you angry? It's Jackie.
I am extremely angry for this call not coming earlier.
Oh, no, shit. Okay, so I know that you start work in like 40 minutes, but I wanted to call you.
Yeah.
You're on our podcast. This isn't live, so
amazing.
So don't worry. But, you know, we have a relationship, and I talk about you a lot on the podcast, and I tweet about you, and you're just kind of like this unspoken hero. So I want to give you the time to kind of like, you know, talk about yourself and tell us. Okay, so on your Instagram thing, it says that you are a follower of Jesus and an entertainer. Two very vague things. Well, one of them's pretty vague. Tell us what you do that makes you, that your entertaining skills. I know you can dance like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm black. So pretty much anything black people do.
You can do.
Any stereotype that black people have, I can do.
I mean, I'd name a few, but I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, you don't have the credentials to name a few.
No.
Quite honestly. No.
That's rude.
Basically what I do, I make videos, dance, I do a bunch of stuff. I do anything and everything I can think of to keep people entertained.
You cast a real wide net.
I do.
That's what I like
I'm
about you.
I'm also eating lunch right now. If you can't understand me, I'm having a jelly sandwich right now.
You're having a jelly sandwich? What, is that just jelly and bread?
Just jelly and bread. I keep it simple.
Wow. No peanut butter?
No. Well, if I eat peanut butter, I get really bad acne. So I can't really mess with peanut butter.
You don't say. What about like a little brie? What about a little brie cheese with the jelly? That would be nice, I feel like.
I might have to try that. You know what, Jackie? You have given me some inspiration. I'm going to do that next time I eat a sandwich. I'm going to call it the Jackie.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So St. Clair, people don't think that you're real because you just sound too good to be true. But you're real.
I'm in the flesh right here, right now.
You're in the flesh. He works at the TJ Maxx in Westlake Village, which is, wouldn't you say, one of the best, St. Clair?
I would say it's the best.
Fuck
the
yeah,
best.
You would.
People, people tell me they love my store compared to like Moore Park and the one in the Valley. They say that ours is the best. So if you've never been, you're missing out.
And you got to go visit St. Clair. And you said one thing that I love that you said a couple months ago when I was in there, because I go every week, don't I, St. Clair?
You go, you probably go more than I do, and I work there. So that's saying something.
It's true. It's sad, but it's true. So you were saying that you could never get fired from there because you're the only person of color on staff. Is that true?
Okay. Funny story about that. So when I first started working there, so like I look around and there's people from like every country. There's people from Iran and El Salvador and like we have a lady from Belgium and people from Russia. And we
it's
have
like
all
the United Colors
markets.
Of Benetton. Meets
yeah,
TJ
but
Maxx.
The funny thing is, okay, we got all these different races, yet I'm still the only black guy. Like, I thought there'd be more. Like, I thought, you know, hearing that, oh, we have people from all over the place. So, basically, I'm like the minority amongst minorities. Like, how messed up is that? Like,
I think it's great.
It's cool, though. Like, I love being the one, so.
You're holding shit down, St. Clair, is what you're doing.
I keep it real.
I keep it real. Real, real. And so you have a YouTube channel that you started where you dance.
Yeah. It's, check me out, St. Clair Suka. Just my name.
And St. Clair, if I could make one dream come true for you, if I was your fairy god bitch and I could do one thing for you, what would it be?
It would be, that's a good question.
Ooh.
It would be letting people know that my goal in life is to just keep people entertained and keep people having a good time. That'd be it.
Ugh, you are just like the most wholesome, sweetest person. I gotta tell you, you are just a joy. I'm being very, very genuine. You really are such a joy. You have the best energy. And every time I go into TJ Maxx and you're not there, it's a disappointment.
It's that's what I say all the time when people go in and I'm not there. I say, you missed it. You miss all the fun. You miss all the good times.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say that you felt the same way about me, but then you didn't.
No. I'm the most genuine but / self-centered person ever.
Yeah,
so.
You're still not reciprocating the love. I gave you a second chance.
No, not going to happen, Jackie.
Just tell
it's
me.
It's all about me, this podcast. You have all your other episodes to talk about you. It's about me today, all right? Let's keep it real.
Wow. All right. Well, just tell me you love me one time.
Jackie, we love you. Honestly, you're my favorite customer. Like, when people come in, I look at the door. I'll look at the door when it opens, and it'll be like a random family. I'll be like, oh, this is depressing. It's not Jackie.
Ugh, that just made my life. Soundbite.
So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are, yeah.
All right, finish your jelly sandwich, I will see you. Are you working Sunday?
I am not, because it's Easter Sunday, and I'm at church on Sunday, so
same.
Not going to happen.
Okay, are you going to begin on Monday?
I should be there on Monday, but here's the deal.
Yep.
If you go in on Sunday afternoon, let me know what time you go, and I'll just show up. I may bring my alleged quote-unquote discount ticket with me, so just saying.
Fuck yeah. Okay, amazing. I will let you know. Go enjoy your sandwich. Have a good day. Have a good shift. Spread your joy as you do. And I will see you soon.
We will see you. You better come in soon, Jackie.
I will. Bye, St. Clair. Holy fucking shit. We have never gotten that many calls. To the ones that we couldn't get to, we will get you next time. You can write us an email, sayhi@thebitchbible.com. And thank you so much for calling and consulting Dr. Schimmel. It gives me life. Please follow me at Jackie Schimmel everywhere. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, okay? And I'll see you next Tuesday. Also, leave us a good rating, review. I'm not down for the 1-star, not down for the 4 stars. 5 stars or bust, bitches.